I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Baby! Because it's Friday the whole day. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Gorgeous out the window here.
Woo-hoo!
From Studio 9, looking toward the ocean. Oh, it's just beautiful. I love this time of year, like that crisp fall day and all the leaves are changing and falling down. Sometimes it looks like it's snowing leaves in your backyard.
Yeah, this is
so
why
nice.
I say summer's worthless.
Oh, no. Summer's how we get these leaves, Vinny. It's when the leaves grow.
Hey, real quick.
Yeah.
Stephanie Edwards is the grocery lady. And someone else wrote in, it wasn't Albertsons. Alan Hamill was for Alpha Beta.
Oh.
Another person said, Alan Hamill was Alpha Beta, Vinny. Both start with a letter A, so your streak continues.
Yeah, the streak of
that first letter.
Yep, there it is.
That's not enough. Most days we just get stumped and go to commercial.
I don't know. Yeah, somebody hit a button quick. We're stumped. I think that Cake has an Alpha Beta parking lot. Like, I don't know about Alpha Beta because I did not grow up on this. I think that it's maybe a California thing or an out west thing. But Alpha Beta, I think, is you guys. And the only thing I know about that is that I think it's the Alpha Beta parking lot in a Cake song.
That's oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, they've all been, you know, just like good old America, everything's consolidated.
Right.
So I don't think there's no more Alpha Beta. That's for sure.
There's only monopolies.
Oh, well,
it's great. People should just start naming this. Hey, we're Google, also total monopoly. I like your stuff, though, man. Docs is just amazing. Hey, guys, how about some free tickets to our sold-out show? How'd you like that, huh? How about that? Catch me outside. Tickets to Alice in Winterland. All this week, we've been doing this. Today is Friday, so I'm sure we'll have more tickets to give away next week, but I'm not sure we'll have that many. So try real hard today. Every hour today. 6:05, we started it. 6:05 this evening, Jane will end it. Oh, I have a text from Jane, too. Remind me. So we'll give you code words every hour and you enter those in and you can win a pair of tickets for our sold out Alice in Winterland sponsored by Macy's. Put your hand down until we're done.
I got to remind you of the thing that Jane wants to say to us.
Plus you'll be qualified to win a meet and greet with One Republic, Alice in Winterland starring One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison. It's December 13th, 1 week from today on Friday the 13th at the Paramount Theater in Oakland. It's sponsored by Sonic the Hedgehog 3, Jack's Restaurant and Bar, and Public Market Emeryville. This hour's code word is FRONT, F-R-O-N-T, FRONT. You are so good. Text the code word FRONT to our contest line at 20357, and you are entered to win. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
Did you ever do this, the hand over the head to hold your hand up? Because after a minute, it starts to get like...
Isn't that so funny? He's like, you're just holding your hand up. Why is this... Why do I need to brace it against my head? My God. That does feel better, though, doesn't it?
What did Jane say?
All right, Jane, here's what she said. It's Jane.
It's Jane.
It's Jane, I love reading spots, and randomly, one of my jobs in college was reading visually impaired students' textbooks for them. I have this fantasy that later in life, one of my jobs will be reading audiobooks or voicing animated characters. Pixar. Maddie and I got to be in one of your movies. Vinny and Janie, they want to come play too. Let's all go over there and play more. Pixar.
I think anybody that does this for a living has an appreciation for it more maybe than someone who doesn't, but it's still the dream to do. Like, that's why you were in Cars.
Yeah.
Cars is one.
I have a scene with Paul Newman.
It's one of the greats. Mm. Very few. Like, when I saw Moana 2, I was like, meh. Mm. It's fine. Very few second movies come out like Toy Story where you're like,
oh, amazing.
And even Cars 2, oh, not nearly as good.
That's
as like
we weren't in it.
Cars,
yeah,
1,
they should've put us in it.
Was just perfect.
What a movie.
You were
what
in
an incredible movie to be
one
in.
One of the perfect movies.
And we would have been an Oscar winning movie that year if it wasn't for climate change and they gave it to Happy Feet instead. I'm still bitter about that.
Happy Feet beat Cars.
It was the Al Gore Oscars.
Who watches that still?
Nobody.
Oh, wow. Well, anyway.
We were robbed.
We should have Oscars.
Yeah, we should. Yeah, that's true.
Damn it.
I hope your dreams come true, Jane.
Yeah, Jane. It's Jane. Thanks, Vinny.
She wrote that?
I'm reading her text.
Okay. Whew.
She identifies herself. I don't know why. I mean, her name's right there, but she's always like, it's Jane. Janie. And she sends me all these little black hearts because, of course, she sends coffins, little vampiruses, and black hearts.
I get the black hearts too.
Yeah. Well, of course. She's not a person. I mean, I guess, you know, maybe just her kid gets red hearts from her. Okay, let's, I already did the thing there. All right, let's move on to the other thing over here. New music today. Timothée Chalamet has a single out today. It's from A Complete Unknown, which is the Bob Dylan biopic that he is starring in. Mm-hmm. And it's a song, if you're of an age, you know it like a rolling stone. Let's see how this sounds. This is Timothée.
Not bad.
I should have asked you to grab the real one.
People know the real one.
This actually feels
too good. He does sing in the Wonka movie, too. Does he sing in a lot of movies?
Not that I know of. I really didn't know that he did sing, and I haven't seen Wonka yet. I really should go. I liked it a lot, but I'm kind of... So you love him,
I
too.
I kind of love Timothée Chalamet. Yeah. Like,
I don't really love him, but
You kind of love him now.
I think he's pretty good. Mm. Your whole, drooly thing, yeah. I don't get at all.
He's just so cute. Like, I know if I was in high school, I would just be like, that dude is a dreamboat. I love him. He's gorgeous.
Okay.
And you know me, I like him sallow and skinny.
He's dreamy.
British, bad teeth, bags under their eyes. That's what I'm into.
Oh, geez. Okay. Sorry, John.
Yeah, he's pretty pasty. Anyway, Timothée Chalamet, he did, I was reading a story where he recorded like 40 Bob Dylan songs for the soundtrack to this. So I don't have the full soundtrack, right? That's not out.
I don't.
But this is I don't know what they're thinking. Maybe they're thinking, well, in Bob Dylan's day, they would have released a single. So we're going to do that.
You know, I never really thought of Bob Dylan as a great singer, but I think he's known to be a great artist and certainly a great lyricist.
Yes.
And
he actually, I think, doesn't he have like a Nobel Prize for poetry or writing or something?
Maybe. I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah.
So anyway, if you're going to do, all you got to do is capture that voice. If you're an actor, like, you can do that.
Yeah. That's my Bob Dylan.
This is
impersonation.
This is the only single that's out right now.
But I do believe that in the trailer, which is up somewhere on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, I post all the trailers up there. Can you search on someone's Facebook page? Yeah. If you're looking for, can you?
I don't know.
If you're looking for a certain thing.
Just scroll.
Anyway,
people.
It's on there somewhere. So maybe he sings other songs than that. Okay, next thing in our new music roundup here is one of my favorite bands, Garbage. They have an EP out today. It's called Copy/Paste Volume 1, and it is exactly what you think. It's a cover record. Copy and paste, get it? And it had, you know what? I know you grabbed Wild Horses.
Yeah.
Give me a little chunk of that because I want to look at what else is on it.
I like it.
Well, she's great. She also does Starman on this, or Garbage does Starman. That's a Bowie tune. Song to the Siren, I don't know that one. Love My Way? That Love My Way.
What is that? Well, hold on. Is that? That's not The Fix. That's the psychedelic verse.
It is, yeah. Cities and Dust, that's Susie and the Banshees, right? Yeah, cities. And Because the Night belongs to lovers. Because the Night. So there you go.
80s was a pretty cool time for music, wasn't it?
It really was.
I really didn't give it the credit it deserves as I looked back from the 90s, because the 90s also
had their own pretty total great, vibe, right? Yeah. Anyway, Garbage. If you're a fan of Garbage, surely, enjoy that. It's out today. And I like cover albums. I think that's kind of a fun thing to hear a band I like's take on other songs I'm familiar with. Also out today is a record called Rosie. And it's, is it Rosé from Blackpink? This is
Rosé,
one of the Blackpink girls.
Yeah, that's her name.
This is her debut solo album. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I often am, more than I'd like to be. Blackpink is a K-pop band.
I think so.
So
I can't correct you if you're wrong, though, because I wouldn't be able to say I'm sure.
I think they are. And I'm wondering if this is the same thing where there's these manufactured bands, yes, where they cycle people in and out. And like with what BTS has done is while they have to do their mandatory military service, each of them is busy putting out their own solo records. And while I don't know what the situation is for women there, this sounds like she may be stepping away from Blackpink, or she just has extra time. And so Rosie is the name of Rosé from Blackpink's debut solo album. And she has a guest, Bruno Mars guest on one of these. Is he on the song we're going to hear now?
Not that I heard, no.
Okay, Toxic to the End is the song we're hearing.
That's a hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds good. It's funny, these K-pop bands, like, do they just go back and re-record these in American? Or are they like, well, we know in the K-pop world here in Korea that if we do it in Korean, we will not be, you know, English language countries won't listen to it. Like, do they do it for every different country?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wonder about that.
I think English is kind of the standard.
Yeah, but they're huge in their own country.
I mean, if you're trying to write something and you're trying to keep with a certain beat and a certain rhythm and a certain, I don't know that it translates.
Right. Right. It would be really, they wouldn't rhyme necessarily.
Right. So
different words.
I don't think you'd be able to do it both ways.
Both. Lauren Mayberry. She is the lead. Lauren Mayberry.
Oh, Lauren.
You do know Lauren.
No,
she's the lead singer of Churches.
I love Churches.
I know you do. So Lauren has her debut solo album out today as well.
Oh, no. The poor boys in Churches just got left behind. Lauren is great.
Lauren Mayberry from Churches has a record out today called Vicious Creature. And we're going to hear Something in the Air. Sounds pretty good.
She's got a good voice.
Yeah. Well, I do have some Diddy stuff.
All right.
I feel like I haven't talked about him in a while. I just, it depresses me how depraved this guy is. He is now being sued by a woman who claims he held her over a balcony edge. This story's actually been out for a few days, and I kind of grouped stuff together and hope to not get to it. And so
you can make a call on that.
I know, but then it gets to be too much, and I'm like, if I don't do it now, then it's going to be like, but you forgot about the one other thing that he did. So I got a couple things about Diddy that I'm going to do, and then that'll be it for a while. We'll take a break. He is facing another alleged abuse lawsuit. This woman says that he dangled her over the edge of a balcony 17 stories off the ground. Her name is Brianna Bongolin, and she filed last week, suing for sexual battery, false imprisonment, and many other claims. In the suit, she says, this Bongolin lady accuses Diddy of dangling her over the edge of a balcony at his then-girlfriend Cassie Ventura's apartment in September of 2016. She was staying at Cassie's house. She was a friend of Cassie's, staying with Cassie. Diddy comes over late at night, at which point she says, the guy starts groping me. She's trying to resist. And that is when he held her over the balcony. Eventually.
Oh, because she didn't say, go ahead.
Yeah, sure, go ahead. I'm at your girlfriend's house, is where you come for sex, right?
Wow.
Eventually, Bongolin claims that Diddy did pull her back up to the balcony before she alleges that he slammed her into some patio furniture, which included a table, and she wants $10 million in damages. And if he really hung her out over a balcony and held her out there, and how unbelievably terrifying would that be? She deserves every freaking penny of that. You don't hang people over balconies. Just ask Vanilla Ice. He had to give up all the rights to his record when they hung him by an ankle off a balcony. All right, I'll do it. You can have all the money. Ice Ice Baby is yours. Mr. Combs firmly denies these serious allegations and remains confident they'll ultimately be proven baseless. Well, I hope they're not. You seem to suck, Mr. Diddy. His first Christmas behind bars, first of many, let's hope. Diddy.
I'm sorry to laugh, but suck seems like maybe not a big enough word.
Yeah.
For what he appears to be.
You're a massive sinkhole, sir. How's that? Is that better?
Okay.
When I was in Brooklyn last week, we had an Airbnb near the Barclays Center. And then Diddy came up. We were talking about him. And I Google mapped where is he? Because he's at, like, I think it's called the MDC.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's in a jail somewhere near there, right?
Yeah. And I was about 2 miles from Diddy when I was in Brooklyn, which is just sort of fun to think about, like, rotten jail, you sinkhole, you. While I'm over here walking around having fun with my family that I didn't dangle over balconies or sexually abuse. Anyway, we were really close to each other, Diddy and I. Mm. His first Christmas behind bars at the place that I was near. They give you some options to play sports and games. There is a holiday spread. There will be no freak-offs. He'll be able to participate in some friendly competition on Christmas Day, card games and dominoes. They have a spades tournament and a dominoes competition. And they'll also be able to play 3-on-3 basketball. There's a tourney for that. And then some kind of soccer thing too. And it looks like the Christmas meal will be baked Cornish hen, mac and cheese, cranberry sauce, dinner rolls, and some kind of holiday dessert.
They're getting Cornish hens in jail?
Maybe they got a good deal on them. They're just little things. I wonder if it's because they don't want to carve. They don't want anybody squabbling over what part of the bird. Like, here's your whole own bird. You think?
I don't know. I remember my mom, it was like a special occasion when we had Cornish hens or something, but I never thought it was all that spectacular.
They're a lot of work for very little meat.
They're tasty.
My mom used to do them too.
Cornish game hens, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe there's something to that. I always felt the same way as you. I was like, I'd like just a big piece of chicken I can pick up and bite.
Mm-hmm.
This is like a little piece of chicken, like I can see the whole body and I don't know.
I never knew either that the white meat of a chicken was supposedly the dry, less tasty, yucky part.
Well, it's not yucky. cooked correctly.
The dark meat is the juicy, highly sought after. I never knew that until I started dating Christina, who was, I think it was our first Thanksgiving.
And she's all, give me the dark meat.
And my dad carved the breasts and put slices of, you know, how you do, right?
Yeah. That and, the look of the Thanksgiving plate.
Yeah, like there's, you know, these slices of turkey. And he's been doing it forever. He knows how to do it. He puts these slices of white meat. And she's like, are you not going to, I'll do it. I'm going to take the dark meat from the, and we were all like, what are you tripping on?
That's the stuff you throw in the soup, lady.
Who knew? But later, she's gone on to, I only eat the dark meat of chicken, too. Yeah. Chicken, turkey, whatever.
Those are the things.
As the resident meat expert. I only cook when recipes call for chicken, I use chicken thighs. Because
chicken thighs.
They fall
That's
off the bone.
Me.
That, too.
They're
yeah.
just better tasting. Yeah.
Juicier.
They're also googly, but okay.
Well, you can un-Google them. Don't worry. Just pick at it.
If you cook them right, they kind of fall off the bone. And then you just
pinch the little gross stuff off the ends.
That's fine.
The tasty bits.
What? Yeah, you and the missus are going to get along great.
You are the meat expert.
We'll see you next Friday, buddy. Oh, that's right.
Did we figure out a restaurant to go to?
I thought you were doing that.
Am I doing it?
You had a friend. Because you're the one bringing the whole entourage.
She left to Baja, so I don't know. But
I was thinking it would be a nice little meal with just the crew and everything, but you're like, no.
I got four people. Well, they are kind of the crew. Do you remember the Wonder Bread 5?
Yeah.
Pat from the Wonder Bread. Pat and Marianne, they're still my close friends. And then Mike and Merrily, the Bordens. So you need to know all these
people. Well, I'm bringing the Gabers, but I'm not.
Oh, right, the Gabers.
I'm
inviting
them to
dinner. Why not? Let's have a big party. Gabers, are we all going to sing? I just want to have Gabers who sing. Oh, that'd be the best.
They have a houseboy now. And he's coming.
They have a houseboy. Yes.
What does that mean?
Rob and John have...
Andronicus? What's that guy's name?
Is it like a gimp?
No. He's a young man from Central America who...
it's not the Hank Azaria?
Kind of adopted. And
it's
he's,
Spartacus. That's
he,
a guy.
He does.
Spartacus.
He cooks for them and he... Yeah, kind of. And he takes care of Robbie's mom who has Alzheimer's. And they invited him. And I said, sure. Seems like an... I've never met him, but...
I've never met him.
Met him.
Does he also have trouble wearing shoes?
I don't know yet. Maybe we'll find out. Yes.
That's the bit.
I am
going to
call him Spartacus from now on.
He can't wear shoes.
That is now his nickname.
Yeah, he puts them on and he falls right over. It's one of the... Never mind.
Yeah. But anyway, looking forward to it.
Anyway, Cornish Game Hen is how we got here.
All right. You know, so
just, you know, there's your ditty roundup.
I don't like it.
I don't like the time. Look at that. I don't even know how that happened. What's coming up in the news, Finn?
More meats after these.
Yeah. Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Friday. Very exciting. Tomorrow, the Alice ticket stop. We are going to be out at Public Market Emeryville giving away tickets. Let me let this song end. Okay. Thank you, Billy. The Alice Ticket Stop. Alice is going to be out at Public Market Emeryville giving away tickets to our sold out Alice in Winterland tomorrow from 1 in the afternoon till 2:30 in the afternoon. So head over there. Do a little Christmas shop and hang out. Very festive. Public Market Emeryville offers a great time for the whole family. Over a dozen restaurants and bars, a robust live music program, multiple large screens to watch your favorite team so you don't miss a thing, and lots of family-friendly activities. For more info, head over to RadioAlice.com. We'll see you tomorrow. Maddie, you're thinking about going over there?
Yeah, I might swing by.
All right. 1 o'clock to 2:30. Got some tickets for our sold-out Alice in Winterland. Very excited. We want you to come to our party. Let's do this thing.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank Foundation kicked in $100,000 towards recent renovations at the newly reopened Sulphur Creek Nature Center in Hayward.
Nice.
Visit Sulphur Creek this fall and go to FremontBank.com today. You're going to love it. Here's what's happening. Sunny and highs in the 60s today. The city is spectacular.
Looking
right
good.
Now.
Looking crisp.
The Lions won last night, beating Green Bay 34-31. The Bears are playing the Niners at home. The Niners are at home, I mean. And that's 1:30 this Sunday. Go Niners.
Go Niners.
Your first story. This is a weird one.
Oh, I like a weird one. Oh. Ooh.
An alternative healer who advocated slapping therapy. Not a mushroom slap. Don't be perverted. Slapping therapy to treat a range of maladies was sentenced Friday to 10 years in prison for the death of a 71-year-old diabetic woman who stopped taking insulin during one of his workshops.
Oh.
Hong Chi
Chow,
61, was convicted of manslaughter by gross negligence for failing to get medical help for Danielle Carr Gom. That's her name, Carr Gom, Carr-Gom.
Oh.
As she howled in pain and frothed at the mouth during the fourth day of a workshop in October 2016.
Oh, God. Xiao.
Of Irvine, California, promoted something called Pitolagine therapy.
Good job.
I didn't check the pronunciation on that.
That sounds perfect.
Sarah said
perfect.
She pronounces Chinese perfectly.
Yes.
You want to come read this?
All right, let's have a look.
Pitolagine therapy. Getting patients to slap themselves repeatedly to release...
Oh, you have to slap yourself?
Yeah.
I want someone else to slap me. I don't like this as much.
Oh, you think that you could... You know, I see this thing on Facebook from time to time where there are slap contests. It's video of a slap contest. And I know this from experience. One of the realities, in my opinion, of that is it's not just taking the pain of the hit. It's standing still and not going, screw that.
Yeah. Not flinching away.
But like, that's what you do. You're every part of your brain says, don't just stand here.
What are you, stupid? You're going to let yourself get slapped?
I used to do a bit where I let interns slap me.
You did?
Yeah.
I there for that?
No, not for that one. No.
Oh, boy.
I kind of like getting slapped.
Oh. Yeah. Well, that sounds interesting.
No, it's not like that.
Well, you like feet and you like getting slapped. Ladies.
A little slap and tickle.
Maddie's on the show.
Hang on. I have like a new... whatever. I thought I had a new sexy song in here, but I guess I don't.
That one's
there it is. Hold on. Here we go. Oh, yeah.
I like the original. What? A little slap. Little pain.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's question time.
Has your wife ever slapped you in a good way?
No, but I wouldn't have minded it, no.
Oh, so you're into it. Like, you would, if you are looking for a new partner, someone who can throw down.
I mean, it's not a...
And put a handprint on the side of your face.
Or your ass.
Your butt, or wherever you might like it. Maybe you're a nipple guy. Maybe you like a good smack in the boobie. I don't know.
All of the above. I would be kind of...
You'd be down.
I'd be down, yeah.
Do you want to get tied up and dominated?
I don't know about all that, but I'm down to try anything. Not anything.
I'm going to say you're going to try anything. Hold on, I have a...
If I tied you to the front of my car and drove around the Bay Area, you're naked and you're tied to the hood of my car, spread eagle.
Nobody wants to see that.
But would you be into it?
No.
Oh. You wouldn't?
I wouldn't be into that, no. No. I'd feel too much like a deer.
What if I showed up for our session... You know, you and I
are
about to do it. Yeah, well, I'm a hot chick, and I'm gonna.
Oh,
slap
I thought
you.
It was just with.
But
okay.
I also bring a cactus. Are you like?
Oh,
so I have a weird OCD thing. I can't walk by a cactus without touching it. It's and it's a real like thing. Like I just can't like.
Well, you can.
Shauna would literally like see cactus 10 feet in front of us and steer me away. Because, like, I just can't walk by without touching it. So, yeah, I might be kind of into the cactus
thing. You know what? You need to work on that. That's thing one. Walk by cacti.
What are you talking about? I can spank him with cactus. He'd love it.
I don't know if I'd love being smacked with it, but touching it.
This is not sexy anymore.
No. Yeah. I'm going to smack you with it. I mean, I brought the cactus. I'm in charge. You just...
Yeah, I'm the one wielding the cactus.
Stay behind your gag ball and zip it.
Right. I'm going to strap this thing on here.
Back to my story.
Oh, well, Chow
of Irvine, California promoted Pitolagine therapy, getting patients to slap themselves repeatedly to release poisonous waste from the body.
Okay.
The technique has its roots in Chinese medicine, but critics say there is no scientific basis. And patients often wind up with bruises, bleeding, or worse.
Or die because they didn't take their insulin because they thought they were solving the problem by smacking themselves.
Kar Gom, the lady that he's being sent to jail, the jail term is 10 years.
Oh.
This person's going to jail for 10 years.
And you're saying it's specifically because he did not call for help as she was foaming at the mouth and writhing in pain on
at
the ground.
At one of his workshops, yes. And they say he's had two patients who died.
Oh, my God.
He was extradited from Australia, where he'd been convicted of manslaughter for a six-year-old boy who died when his parents withdrew his insulin medication after attending one of his workshops in Sydney.
Oh, wow.
The judge said, I consider you dangerous, even though you do not share the characteristics of most other dangerous offenders.
You're selling lies. Dangerous lies.
They say you knew from late in the afternoon of day one that Daniel Kar Gom had stopped taking her insulin. Furthermore, you made it clear to her and you made it clear to her you supported this. And she ended up dying.
My God.
So this person got 10 years for, you know, I don't.
It's like saying ciao.
There are.
Ciao, ciao.
Alternative medicines that I can sort of get it behind or whatever you
sure,
want to do.
Right.
Do your
whatever
thing.
Whatever makes you feel
what
good
is,
about it.
What is Scott's diet?
Oh, Ayurvedic
is supposed to be the new
boil apples
thing.
And crap. Ugh, sounds awful.
And it's certainly, you know. He's not hurting anybody with that.
No.
Do your Ayurvedic thing.
Yeah.
I watched Hooman hurt himself multiple times trying wacky stuff. What like his tongue turned black that one time from clay
he was licking clay or.
Anyway, this person's 10 years. For
goodbye.
Yeah, bye.
You deserve that.
How about a fast fact?
Oh, I love fast facts. You know that.
Hormel.
Oh, the canned ham people?
Hormel claims that the meaning of the name Spam is, quote, known by only a small circle of former Hormel food executives. A popular belief is that the name is a contraction of spiced ham. Spam.
Oh. Seems more like chopped pressed ham.
I don't know.
Spam. Do you like Spam?
I've had Spam musabi. Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's okay. Sure. But I don't go looking for, there are people who love it.
Yeah.
And I don't.
Like, treat yourself around a Spam.
And you know, one of the things I've said this about TV shows too, if you fall off, you didn't love it. Because if you loved it,
if you loved
watch
it, you'd go back.
One of those things is, have I ever bought Spam, brought it home and had some? Never once in my entire life.
Mm.
I've bought musabi or whatever you call it in Hawaii.
It's like a Spam sushi kind of thing.
It's Spam sushi, yeah. And I've eaten that. Mm. You like it?
When I go to Hawaii, anything they'll put Spam in, I will put Spam in. So like, you know, Spam and eggs and,
sure.
and sandwiches. As long as you fry it, Spam's great.
But you don't buy it regularly at the grocery store.
I don't buy it regularly, but
right.
I probably have a can in my stuff. Yeah.
Oh, in your go bag?
Yeah. Not my, well, I mean, it's in the pantry.
Dusty.
Hey, man.
Expired.
When you all are hungry, you'll be wanting my Spam.
Yeah, listen, I'm not discounting starvation. I'll eat some Spam then.
In California, you can only get the number 69 on a license plate if it's your car's model year, 1969.
Oh.
Otherwise, no, pervert, no.
Hmm.
A Gordie Howe hat trick in hockey. You know who Gordie Howe
I
is, right?
Do.
He's like probably someone your dad loved, right?
He was a longtime Bruin.
A Gordie Howe hat trick in hockey is when a player scores a goal, gets an assist, and gets in a fight.
Oh, that's his hat trick. I get it. Be scrappy. Score a goal, get an assist, and get in a fight. You've done a Gordie Howe hat trick. I don't know that. I wonder if my dad would have known that.
Well, you can talk to him whenever you talk to him, and you can tell him that and see if he loves it.
That's really funny. That's old timey.
Yeah. It's possible to overdose on Brussels sprouts. They have high levels of vitamin K, which can promote blood clotting.
Oh.
So if you take blood thinners and mow down several dozen Brussels sprouts, it could send you to the hospital.
Brussels sprouts are very popular these days. You notice that? They're like, you know, they seem to oil them up and then roast them.
We eat them quite a bit now, but I hated watching my dad eat them when I was a kid.
Why is that?
Because my mom didn't bake them. She like boiled them or something. So they would like burst with water or liquid.
Mushy.
Or, I just couldn't.
Funny.
He'd be like, delicious Brussels sprouts, hon. And I'm over there going, huh? Mm. Oh, God.
Honey. Was it something about the way he ate them?
I don't know. They just seemed
wasn't your
gross.
Jam. Really boiled anything. It just, let's do something else with that. Let's maybe boil it a little and then cut it in half and saute that bitch.
In your 20s, you may be able to pound drinks at a heavy metal concert and then head into the mosh pit without worrying about needing to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
But if you're an old school mosher, you don't have that luxury until now.
Oh, what have we got for the old school mosher?
Metal-themed can water company Liquid Death has partnered with adult diaper company Depend to create a special absorbent undergarment that's perfect for moshing. It's called the Pit Diaper.
Like a pit viper. That's very funny.
And they describe it as a codpiece made of premium cruelty-free quilted pleather accented with chains and spikes to seamlessly blend into any outfit.
I'm not wearing that under my clothes.
They're compatible with Depend Guards for Men. And each one comes with a full pack of Depend Guards for Men.
So it's an outer garment
that you
for
wear,
the diaper.
So you have your diaper on, then you pull on your leather pants.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Then you put this codpiece spiked thing for the pit diaper.
Or you just wear the codpiece into the pit.
Well, what are we at? Yeah.
They cost $75, and if you're interested, go to liquiddeath.com/pitdiaper.
And then head to your Judas Priest concert. Rob will love your new outfit.
He will.
I know.
Oh, God.
Oh, is that one of those pit diapers? Well, that's certainly very fancy.
our text number is 800-400-3697. I feel like you guys need a hockey correspondent. I'm here to help. Colleen in Sacramento on the app.
Oh,
former player and longtime hockey mom.
Well, I mean,
if we ever do,
yeah,
we expect you to ring in, Colleen.
Was it because of the Gordie Howe thing?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Vin, this license plate got denied because of what it shows someone in the rear view mirror. So they did a backwards thing, and I guess it's. I'm not going to read it because I don't know what it says and I don't want no trouble.
Yeah.
My buddy Mel sees...
Mel?
Oh, never mind. Salty processed artificial meat equals spam happy Friday. Salty processed artificial meat.
Oh, I get it. S-P-A-M. Happy Friday to you as well. It's Friday. Gotta get down on Friday.
X in Chinese is pronounced shh.
Xiao.
Yeah, that's she got it right. I looked up the pronunciation and then she was like, yeah, I know. I knew that.
No, didn't you just read me the letters and I told you?
Something.
Oh, no. You got the pronunciation and I said, is that spelled Z-I-A-O?
Yes, that's
X-I-A-O.
What you did. Yep. And I went, what in the heck? How do you? Maddie is trisexual. He'll try anything.
Oh, trisexual.
About anything, but
super fun.
Open-minded.
Wow.
I like feet and so like getting slapped. That tracks for Maddie. LOL. We need to start a list. Nikki. Nikki.
Hey, Nikki.
How you doing?
Listening darling on Nikki. Odyssey and wondering what else Maddie digs. What else does Maddie like? You like a cactus? You like a slap or two?
Yeah.
You like a gag ball?
Yeah.
Oh.
Little processed meat in bed, you know? Eating while you're doing it.
Could you cut a hole in a spam and glory?
I'm sure I've tried that as a young man.
Okay.
If Nikki brings a hammer to bed, are you like, well, let's see what happens. Or do you go, get that, the what are you doing? Well, no.
Depends on which end of the hammer.
Okay, I'm done with this combo. Coming up, how do you spend $3 million a month? I just don't understand it.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
Amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game.
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot.
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field.
What a catch.
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.